Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ipinakikita sa bagong pananaliksik na isa sa pinakamalaking kinakaharap ng mga magulang na nagdadalamhati matapos mamatay ang isinilang na anak ay ang tinatawag na stigma o dungis sa karangalan kaugnay sa usapin ng tinatawag na mga sanggol na stillborn o mga sanggol na patay na ng isilang. Napagalaman sa pananaliksik na isinagawa sa Universidad ng South Australia na kailangang magbago ang pag-aatubiling magsalita ng hayagan tungkol sa usapin ng mga sanggol na patay na ng isilang ng mga profesional pangkalusugan at ng pangkalahatang publiko. Narito ang ulat ni Jessica Washington na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Is that you welcome your baby into the world and you have such a tiny amount of time to spend with them before you have to say goodbye again.
Yan ang tinig ng isang babaeng taga Sydney na si Anne Marie Imrie. Lubos ang nababatid ni Imrie ang mga paghamong kinakaharap ng mga magulang matapos na isilang ng patay ang kanilang anak.
So we found out that Xavier had died on the 30th of January 2015, and then I was booked in the following day and induced to give labor, and he was born on the 31st of January.
Aniya, ang gabing iyon ay nagdulot ng sobrang trauma sa kanya.
The terrible thing was that I stayed overnight in hospital and I was transferred to the maternity ward. So I got a private room, but I was still there without my baby and I could hear other babies crying, and that was just really quite traumatic.
Ang trauma ng stillbirth o pagsilang ng patay na sanggol ay isang bagay na nauunawaan ng daang-daang mga pamilya sa buong bansa, kung saan anim na mga sanggol ang sinisilang ng patay araw-araw sa Australia. Pinangunahan ni Daniel Pollock, isang doctoral student sa nursing at midwifery o pagkadalubhasa sa pagpapaanak mula sa Universidad ng South Australia, ang bagong pananaliksik na tumutugon sa pananahimik at stigma tungkol sa usapin ng stillbirth.
I don't think anyone wants the reality of knowing that a baby can die. We're in a very lucky country where most babies don't. And so we are under this false premise that it wouldn't happen to us. So for them, they're like, well, if the majority don't pass away, we don't have to talk about it then. So I think that, it's just a hard topic to acknowledge that, you know, maybe the healthcare system can't save all babies.
Napagalaman sa pananaliksik ni Pollock, kabilang ang mga survey ng mga magulang ng mga batang isinilang napatay, na hindi ipinagbigay alam ng mga doktor sa sobra sa 70% ng mga ito ang posibilidad ng stillbirth o pagsisilang ng patay na sanggol.
I think healthcare professionals don't want to create a lot of anxiety for women. They believe it's a very anxious topic. If they talk about it, then they'll just have women coming in for no reason. These are just some things we have been hearing.
Sinabi ng punong tagapagpaganap ng Stillbirth Foundation Australia, Victoria Boring, na kailangang mapagtagumpayan ang stigma.
It's the lack of information around stillbirth that creates the stigma and the taboo that surrounds it. It's not well known, it's not discussed often during pregnancy, and it's certainly not something that extended networks for pregnant couples tend to think about. It's very much an invisible loss.
Si Pollock mismo ay nakaranas ng pagkakaroon ng stillbirth at ng pananahimik kaugnay ng usaping ito. At aniya, ang suporta ng pamilya ay mahalaga sa pagtulong sa nagdadalamhating mga magulang.
After the death of my daughter Sophia, I felt very alone. Even though my family, I suppose, did try, they were trying to support me in any way they could, I still felt like they weren't able to understand the true impact of what it was like to lose a child.
Sinabi ni Imrie sa SBS na sana'y nabigyan siya ng mahalagang impormasyong ito sa panahon ng kaniyang pagbubuntis.
Small things like just being made aware that the midwife's service that I had access to throughout my pregnancy was a 24-hour service that I wasn't aware of until after my son was stillborn, which is something that still really bugs me a little bit, because I think I started to get concerned on a Thursday evening, and if I had have known that it was a 24-hour service, I might have made a phone call. I don't know if it would have made any difference, but it's just would have been more helpful to have really clear information around what to do if you're concerned.
Sinabi ni Pollock na hindi lamang ang medical na mga professional ang kailangang kumilos upang mapagtagumpayan ang stigma, kundi gayon din ang pamilya at mga kaibigan ng mga magulang ng mga sanggol na isinilang napatay.
A lot of the times, bereaved parents just kind of just want you to be there. Provide a meal. Ask about their baby, their name. You know, remember those birthdays like you would remember a living child. It's just so important just to have that child acknowledged, and you knowing that you probably will never understand unless you've gone through this experience. So just offering those practical supports and just a shoulder.
Tinalakay sa kaniyang pananaliksik ang kahalagahan ng pagkilala sa anak. Isang prosesong kinaharap ni Imri sa kaniyang sariling natatanging paraan sa pamamagitan ng pagsusulat ng isang libro ng mga bata na nagbibigay karangalan sa kaniyang anak na lalaki.
For me, my experience was going to the cemetery and feeling a bit awkward and not knowing what to do when I was there, so I bought children's picture books and started to read to him, and then that's where the idea was born, around having a book that was written to these babies that only live in our hearts.
Sinabi ni Pollock na mahalagang tandaan na may magkakaibang mga komunidad sa Australia at may mga leksyong maaaring matutunan mula sa magkakaibang kultura.
So we found within the Maori community that they were a lot more open in talking about their baby. We asked a question about culture and how that influenced them, their grieving, and those that were from a Maori background said that they were able to bring the baby home, that the baby was more within the community rather than just say the Anglo-Saxon background where it was just very much just silent.
Marami na ngayong mga ospital sa kabuuan ng Australia na may tinatawag na cuddle cots, mga kagamitang katulad ng anumang ibang mga bassinet na kinabitan ng tinatawag na mga insulated cooling blanket upang mapagaan ang natural na mga prosesong nagaganap matapos ang pagkamatay. Iyon ay nagbibigay daan upang magkaroon ng karagdagang oras ang mga magulang na malugod na matanggap at makapagpaalam sa kanilang anak na isinilang napatay. Sinabi ni Imri na ito ay isang nararapat na hakbang at makatutulong sa mga pamilya ng mga magulang na masuportahan sila ng mas mahusay sa panahon ng kanilang pagdadalamhati.
So not a lot of people get to meet your baby, and so it's hard for them to wrap their head around the fact that this is a little person that really just means the absolute world to you and your family. And I think the other key thing is that it's so important, well, speaking for myself, it's so important for me to be able to continue that relationship with my son. So I had a little boy named Xavier. So my view is that I continue my relationship with him even though he's no longer here.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.